Afternoon, everybody. I'm sure many that are listening in enjoy reading Christian literature. I trust you do. And you study, as Paul said, to show yourself approved unto God. Dig into the Word of God and read good Christian literature. One man that I've always enjoyed reading and listening to is Dr. Stephen Alford, who relatively recently went to be with the Lord. Whenever he was ordained, his Christian mother presented him with the Bible. And the story goes that inside the flyleaf of that Bible, the will of God, nothing more, nothing less, and nothing else. He was born to missionary parents, brought up in Africa. And one night at family devotions around the table, his mother was reading the Word of God. She was reading from John chapter 14, where the Lord Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." And she sat in that room that night and explained to her family gathered around the table about the reality of the coming again of Jesus Christ. What a glorious day that's going to be whenever the Son of God appears and receives his own unto himself. But Stephen was not ready. As a young lad, born up in a Christian home to missionary parents, living on the mission field, he still hadn't been converted. He got very quiet. He went to his bed that night, couldn't sleep, tossed and turned. He said, "My pillow was like a bag of bricks. I was so uncomfortable, so unsettled." And at last he cried out in anguish for his mother. His mother came running into the room, expecting to see maybe a hyena or a lioness. Such was his distress of soul. But all seemed to be well, apart from the boy who was sitting up in bed. She said, "Son, what's wrong?" And he says, "It's this coming again of Jesus Christ." He says, "I'm not sure whether or not I'm ready." She sat down beside him. She opened the Bible at Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 27. And she said, "Son, to be ready for heaven, you must have Christ in you." And she read Colossians 1:27, where it speaks of having Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And she said, "Son, you need to receive Christ as your Saviour." The Bible says in John 1:12, "As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." You see, the Christian life is something supernatural. It's more than just having a system of belief. It's more than just having a head knowledge. It's certainly a lot more than going to church. And yes, Christians should go to church. They should pray. They should read their Bibles. But it's more than all of that. It's what Henry Scougal talked about whenever he wrote that little book that influenced John and Charles Wesley. It's having Christ in you, the hope of glory. The title of his book, "The Life of God in the Soul of Man." That night, Stephen Alford was born again. He was enabled by grace to turn from sin, to trust in Christ. He was made a new creature. He entered in himself to a life of service, witness, testimony, and usefulness for God, because he had Christ in him. And that is the hope of glory. What's your hope for heaven? What's your experience in life? Have you had an encounter with Jesus Christ? Have you been converted? Have you been born again? Is Christ resident in your life? Can you testify to having Christ in you? And that's your hope of glory. One old Puritan said, "Having an assurance of salvation is like living in the suburbs of heaven." I trust that you have that even today. Receive Christ if you haven't. And if you have, live to his glory. And let that reality of Christ in you be seen by all around. Thank you, and God richly bless. Thanks to Josh today for the camera work. Hope it's not too shaky. And may see you next time. God bless you all.